This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines plane out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
The runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk. And they were seeking the DOGE team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News. Good news for the people of Earth. An asteroid 7 years away might not hit our planet. The bad news, it might smash into our nearest cosmic neighbor.
NASA scientists have increased the likelihood that an asteroid called 2024 YR4 will collide with the Earth in 2032. The thing's about the size of an office building and could take out a city if it makes a direct hit. And chances are now 2.3% that it will, still not very high. There's also a slight possibility that 2024 YR4 will hit the moon instead. Researchers believe such an impact would be visible from Earth.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says she wants to Google to fully restore the name of the Gulf of Mexico on Google Maps, or she's going to file a lawsuit. President Trump had renamed the body of water the Gulf of America, but U.S. naming rights only go a few miles into the Gulf, where territorial waters and an international body must first approve the name change. Dave Packer, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrien Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Emilia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below with a northwest breeze. Sunshine and mid-single digits on Tuesday. It's 9 below at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Has Donald Trump become the master king of the Senate? Sidney Blumenthal, you know, the fellow who was a longtime Clinton family friend and advisor. It was his emails with Hillary that got leaked back in the day by the Russians that started the whole, oh, my God, her server kerfuffle and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, he wrote an op-ed for The Guardian, theguardian.com this morning. And in it, he's pointing out that before Elon Musk, you know, started decimating the federal government, Donald Trump came for the United States Senate. And that Trump's mission, according to Blumenthal, his job, as it were, his goal, was specifically to, what would the proper word be? Castrate the Senate, put shock collars on them. I'm using kind of veterinary terms here, but to establish his dominance over Republican senators. Now the Democratic senators, by and large, are standing up to him. There have been a few exceptions, of course, but by and large, it's the Republican senators, and it would only take three or four Republican senators to blow up an awful lot of what Trump is trying to do, particularly with his putting unqualified people into office. But, you know, what Sidney Blumenthal is pointing out is that the unqualified people was part of the plan. This was Donald Trump's way of saying to United States senators, to Republican senators, I can do the most outrageous stuff, and you guys are just going to have to rubber stamp. Because I got a billionaire here who will fund your primary challenge, and you will be out of politics, I guarantee that. So if you want to continue to have the power and prestige and income and financial opportunities, given that it's not illegal to trade on insider information for senators, if you want to continue to have all that stuff, you have to allow me to do these just absolutely outrageous things to America. Let's put somebody who loves Vladimir Putin in charge of our spy agencies. Let's put somebody who thinks that vaccines cause autism in charge of our vaccine programs. Vaccines don't cause autism, by the way. Let's put somebody in charge of our FBI who wants to destroy the FBI. I mean, this is. You know, let's put a drunk in charge of the military. Now there's a word that when Hegseth was over in Europe for the security conference that he was drinking bourbon. Now, you know, the White House was saying, no, that was just water, but it was kind of brown water. And now some of Hegseth's defenders are saying, well, maybe it was just iced tea, and maybe it was. Who knows? But he's, according to some folks, seemed to be slurring his words. I mean, you know, we've got an alcoholic as a Secretary of Defense. Let's just own this. But Sidney Blumenthal points out, he says, Trump's opportunity to crush the Senate appeared at once, with the confirmation hearings. He writes, the Senator John Tower of Texas, very much a member of the club of his day, but a drunken sexual harasser of the old school, groping in elevators, was exposed when George H.W. Bush nominated him as Secretary of Defense, and he dropped out. But shame in the Trump orbit is as antiquated a notion as virtue. The patent unfitness of Trump's nominees put the senators on the spot, writes Sidney Blumenthal. And, you know, he then tells this kind of tragic story of Joni Ernst, you know, who kind of had a modicum of integrity and was standing up for soldiers and for women in the military. And then, you know, Trump threatened her. Elon Musk ran some ads in Iowa suggesting that, if she didn't go along, she was going to have some problems. And suddenly, Joni Ernst is rolling over for Elon Musk, down on her knees in front of him and Donald Trump. I mean, all of them are bowing to Trump. All of them have assumed submissive postures relative to Trump, all of the Republicans in the Senate. This is a very dangerous thing, you know, with the exception of Mitch McConnell now, who's not going to be running for re-election. You would think that at least one or two of them would put the country ahead of their own personal politics, but no, they're Republicans. I mean, that's why people go into Republican politics to begin with. It's a grift, it's a con, it's a scam. The whole GOP thing, you know, for the last 40 years has just been, we're here for the rich people. And by the way, the rich people treat us very well, thank you very much. Just ask Clarence Thomas. Meanwhile, Bill Browder is a kind of famous thorn in the side to he's a businessman, American businessman, financier, a thorn in the side to Vladimir Putin. It was somebody who was working with or representing Bill Browder, who was named Magnitsky, after whom the Magnitsky Act was, you know, named. Basically, let's keep an eye on Putin here. So anyhow, he came out and he said, number one, Trump made Putin very, very happy last week, thanks to our concessions on the war in Ukraine, basically saying, no, Ukraine is not going to get their land back, and no, Ukraine is not going to get NATO protection. And so now, this is what Bill Browder said. He would say, I'd say they're dancing a jig right now in the Kremlin. They were supposed to win this war in 3 days. They've lost 850,000 soldiers. They spent hundreds of billions of dollars, and they didn't know when and how this is going to resolve itself. And then all of a sudden, it looks like it's going to resolve itself in their favor. This is just like sort of a gift from the gods to Vladimir Putin. Yeah. You think? And Trump saying he's going to solve this war in 24 hours. Right. Meanwhile, people working in the Veterans Administration, mostly veterans in Georgia, say that they were betrayed by the Trump administration and by former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins. Doug Collins was just confirmed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he's overseeing, apparently, the deconstruction of Atlanta's VA healthcare system. WSB-TV, this is the big channel out of Atlanta, we used to watch when I was a kid, or when we lived in Atlanta. We were in our 20s. But in a Thursday press release, he said more than 1,000 layoffs would save $93 million a year. Right? This is $93 million a year with 1,000 layoffs at the Veterans Administration. So that's $93 million a year that can be directed toward tax cuts for billionaires, which is, you know, far more important. This one guy who's been working for the VA for 12 years, although he just moved to a new position where he's still in a probationary period, and he just got canned. He just got a notice of termination. The letter said the agency finds, based on your performance, that you have not demonstrated that your further employment at the agency would be in the public interest. Now, this guy has, he says, I was a first sergeant. My job was to take care of troops, making sure they were paid, fed, and slept. Why is this happening to me? I've been here too long for this to be happening. Why? Why do this? We call this a Pearl Harbor. Well, yeah, I mean, the reason to do it is because you've got to lay off 1,000 people at the Veterans Administration because those people draw paychecks. And those paychecks, the money for those paychecks could be used to fund another tax cut for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Come on, you've got two billionaires running the country. You've got a multi-hundred millionaire, a multi-millionaire in the vice president. You've got a handful of billionaires in Trump's cabinet. They all want the damn tax breaks. And screw the VA. None of them are veterans anyway. Well, you know, J.D. Vance is, but certainly Trump and Musk are not. So, you know, when would they care about, you know, the Veterans Administration, about American veterans? Trump makes fun of American veterans. He calls them suckers and losers. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Picking up your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They gathered in the summer heat to forge a brand new land. Three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, a kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. To Madison's nightmare, where the law is just a joke. Courts are corrupt, Congress is bought, and the presidency runs unchecked and lawless. What happens next? Tyranny's knocking. Who's gonna stop it?
Back 21 minutes past the hour, and Christina in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Hey, Christina, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll try to keep it as concise as possible because I'm a mother of two, 36 years old, and I feel like I've been having more serious conversations with my husband lately than I ever thought I'd have about what's going on, what should we be preparing for. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary, and I never thought in my lifetime that I would ever see this happening in the U.S.
Yeah, same here.
And so I was telling your phone screener, yeah, I was telling your phone screener, because of the onslaught of information, daily, weekly updates, could you help frame for me and your listeners? I almost feel like I need not an evacuation plan like I'm trying to leave the U.S., but it almost feels to me like I need something similar to, like, a hurricane disaster plan, a wildfire plan. Like, what's a roadmap for those of us who feel like we just need to get our ducks in a row and kind of where to start?
Well, it's a tough one, and this is
just
something... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, this is something that people in countries that have been taken over by authoritarians have faced over and over and over again. You know, the people of Russia faced it in 2001, more or less, when Putin kind of came out as a dictator. The people of Hungary faced it after Orban was reelected in 2010 and changed their form of government. The people of Turkey are facing it right now with Erdogan. The people of Israel are facing it with Netanyahu to a certain extent. You know, when an authoritarian takes over, the interesting thing about it, and this is what you get, particularly when you read the histories of Germany throughout the 1930s, but like I said, you can see it in real time right now in many other countries, is that for the vast majority of people, life just goes on as normal. You know, if you're a plumber and you listen to music and you don't pay attention to the news, you know, nobody's changing plumbing fixtures. You know, you're still making a living. You know, your kids are going to school,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. It's really the people who are paying attention to what's happening to the government, the people who might speak out against what's happening to the government. You know, people like me, mm-hmm. and you know, activists who show up at protests and things. They're the ones who end up with a with the crosshairs on their back, basically. The weaponized police apparatus of the state is used against, and that social media is used against, and those kind of things. So for an individual family, unless you and your husband are, you know, reporters or something, odds are if you just keep your heads down, you know, it won't, other than the damage to the economy that it looks like Trump is about to do, I don't see where the danger to you is. Or am I missing something, Christina?
Well, and I'll give you a tiny bit more context. So I actually work in higher education, so I am monitoring what's happening in the U.S. Department of Education because I foresee that directly impacting my job. My husband works in local law enforcement, and he is definitely not okay with some of the things that might be coming down that he's going to be forced to do as far as things on immigration and ICE and working with ICE.
Yeah.
So we maybe more so than others, at least in our community, could be affected sooner than later. And I'm not okay with the potential things that can be happening to the public education system. My son is in kindergarten right now, my daughter in daycare, and it's scary to think about what kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, indoctrination they might already be going through now at this age. Like we're constantly having conversations in front of our kids at home. And actually I had a really proud moment with my son, like I said, who's in kindergarten, his teacher asked him in class last week, asked the whole class, so who's the current president of the United States? And my son said that everyone in class responded Donald Trump. But my son made it a point to tell me, you know, I said it in a mean, angry way, you know, Donald Trump, because I don't like Donald Trump. But I asked my son, I said, well, babe, do you feel that way because mommy and daddy don't like Donald Trump, or why do you feel that way? He said, well, he says mean things, and I think he's rude, so that's why I don't like him. I'm like, we just said, you know what? It is okay to feel that way. You do not have to like him.
Yeah.
It's okay. And that's how we're getting through our day today right now. But it's just finances, our jobs, things that could come down the line in the next year. It's hard to get a handle on feeling secure and whether or not we're going to be scrambling when things hit the fan.
Louise and I have this conversation periodically because, I mean, we're pretty high profile, so we're big targets, and we get a lot of threats. And it's like, you know, is this starting to wear on us? Are we starting to sleep poorly? You know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I'll tell you, you know, it is wearing on us. It's a challenge, but, you know, this is the work that we've chosen. If you can find ways to stay apolitical and protect your family, I advise that. But, Christine, I don't have any easy answers. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
These conversations have to be happening around kitchen tables all across America right now. I'll be right back with you, Paul. Stay with us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines plane out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
The runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk. And they were seeking the Doge team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory until 10 a.m. Tuesday. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 15 and 20 below. Wind chills nearing 30 below with a northwest breeze. Sunshine and mid-single digits on Tuesday. Right now, it's 11 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time on Overtime with Maggie Dunn, do we really need to know what's going on with avian flu? Also, should pardons of the January 6th rioters apply to murder plots and child porn charges? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Distillery is part of your routine, or you've been curious about trying CBD. Now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, for up to 40% off everything, including their sleep remedies. It's not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls and press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire, their voices suppressed. Pulling lines, stretch for
miles. Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rusty in Whitehall, Ohio. Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I think I have a plan where we can get the House back by May of 2025.
Okay.
And we do that by expanding on what AOC said earlier in a message you left on social media, which was we need to really do a full court press on the two red seats that are open in Florida currently. But instead of us treating that like we normally do an open seat, I think we draw a line in the sand, and the DNC issues a call to arms for all Democrats. And we do a unprecedented number of volunteers and money into those districts, where we're not looking at 500 volunteers, we're looking at 10,000, we're looking at 20,000, we're looking at 50,000 for those two seats.
I agree. By the way, Rusty, it's not two seats. When Lisa Stefanik steps down to become our ambassador,
well, I'm getting to that.
It'll be three.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is we do this full court press. We emphasize the fact that that these people are voting for our democracy, that they are the new founding fathers, things of that nature. We really strike it. And we also bring in volunteers, and we harmonize them so that construction workers for the Democrats talk to Republican construction workers. We talk to every voter, not just the select, not just our base.
Yeah.
And we try to get every vote we can out of it. So let's say we win those two seats or one short. Well, they're not going to appoint her to UN ambassador, because she's the 218th vote.
Yeah, I know.
So what I'm proposing is you talk, the House Democrats talk to the seven most moderate, eight most moderate Republicans in the House, and with each one to say, if you become our 218th vote, we're going to make you Speaker of the House. Mm. And there isn't a House member anywhere that won't do anything it takes to become Speaker. Yeah, Speaker of the House. You could put in rules when they first set it up so that if they start to backstab us, we'll do is call for a new vote, and we'll talk to one of the other Republicans, say, you be the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And what that does, it gives us, we're head of committees, we have subpoena power, we can do investigations, we can stop legislation. We're not really going to pass anything, but we could at least stop the most horrific legislation that comes down.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it, Rusty. I like your idea, and I hope that our new DNC chair is thinking along those lines. We've reached out to him a couple times about coming on the program. We'll do it again. But it's a brilliant idea, Rusty. Thank you very much. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Two quick points and then one longer.
First of all, tax protest, you still have to pay.
Yeah.
If you don't pay, you get penalized with, you know, the penalties and interest and so forth.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of tax protests.
I would say that for those, I would say that for those who are due a refund, file earlier. For those who have to pay, you certainly can pay and then file later. The question becomes, you know, if you pay and file later, I don't know how, you know, not knowing what the dodgy boys are doing, I don't know how that will work out now.
Yeah.
Not knowing what.
Especially if they got the IRS.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. When I know you have a tech background, and, you know, with regard to AI, I don't know that they would not deploy AI in the Treasury system to figure out your taxes and then start mailing you all kinds of notices about, or emailing you notices about how, well, now you owe this and you may not owe what it is that they're saying that you owe, just because they can attempt to estimate. So that's the first thing. Second thing, regarding the Veterans Administration layoffs, just want to point out that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said about CDC layoffs while he was in Munich. He said the government can stand a little right-sizing. I want him to come home and say that to the Veterans Administration folks here in Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm really looking
forward
to that.
Or for that matter, the CDC
conference.
People in Atlanta. I mean, it's one of your larger offices.
That too. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a huge campus.
Yeah.
And I drove past their campus not a whole week and a half after the inauguration, and their message board, which usually had things like, make sure to get your flu shot or, you know, wash your hands, those kinds of things, had gone dark. Like, not even welcome to the CDC.
Amazing.
Just dark.
Yeah.
So there's that. So finally, the third thing. We're talking about how Trump wants to take this issue about wanting to fire the whistleblower protector.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to take that up to SCOTUS. I actually think he's trying to back SCOTUS into a corner, and here's why. Remember that when John Roberts was forced to write an ethics code for SCOTUS, that it says in it that no whistleblower shall be retaliated against. Small problem. Nothing in that code says who a whistleblower protector, to whom a complaint or an allegation would be reported.
Right, because there's no such mechanism within the Supreme Court to accept a whistleblower complaint.
Exactly. So now imagine that Roberts and company are faced with, they don't have a whistleblower, and now he's going to tell the executive branch that they have to have one? I don't know. I think they're backing him into a corner.
Well, clearly, you know, the goal here is to destroy the administrative state, to destroy the regulatory state. I mean, this is a first blow or parry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The goal here is to do away with oversight, and to do away with whistleblower protections, you know, immediately. But the longer term goal is to do away with the EPA and the, you know, basically everything, the entire infrastructure of our federal government, except for the military. By the way, Judge Tanya Chutkan just ruled that she's not going to provide the Democratic state attorneys general with a temporary restraining order. She said that they did not prove that the harm that Trump and Musk are doing right now is irreversible. And there was another word, but, severe enough to justify a TRO, just FYI.
And, wow. And can you remind me, what was the claim in that instance to do with the access to personal data?
I believe it was defunding some of these agencies, but it may have been. I'd have to go back and look. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's why I was trying to think on the fly about what that might have been.
Might have been both.
Okay, well.
Might have been both. This was, the Democratic Attorneys General. Marie, I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Michael in Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just had a comment about all of the classified documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago and the big whitewash of that. Do you think maybe it's a big blackmail scheme? Because who knows what was actually contained within all those files, that everyone and whoever was authorized to be there by Trump or his minions, what happened to that info and what's really going on?
Blackmail of whom, by whom?
Whoever was in those classified documents. And it's one of those questions that can't be answered, because since they were all classified documents, no one will even know, like a common person like you or I, will know who was in, you know, what was involved with those documents.
Right.
Whether they were military or personal or tax-related, who knows?
Apparently Trump was just stealing stuff that he thought he could sell. I mean, he talked about how Richard Nixon sold his presidential papers for $15 million, which is accurate. And that's why Congress passed a law outlawing that. But apparently Trump thought that he could sell this stuff, and that's why he stole it.
I think it was a blackmail scheme. I really do.
Well, it's not impossible. I mean, you can't put anything past Trump.
Anyway. Yes, they could have been all of Hoover's files. My gosh.
Yeah, who knows? Michael, thanks for the call. Keep thinking. That's a good one. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you in 1 minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types that make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, and it mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen with over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being with questions about usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at the fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Caught up in the noise, the weight of the world. Had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mind. Way. I wandered to a forest. The pine stood tall.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Victor in Grass Valley, California. Hey, Victor, what's up?
Oh, wanted to talk to you about this lying and the algorithms. Wouldn't you consider that subliminal messaging? We'd not change any of these regulations for this stuff.
Well, I don't think there's anything subliminal about it. I mean, you know, when Facebook or Twitter tweak their algorithms so that right-wing messages get millions of views and left-wing messages get hundreds of views, it's pretty clear what's going on, you know?
Yeah, but for these people growing up 38 years on this stuff, they know lies.
Yeah, no, that's
and then the way Fox uses the tone they use when they talk about Democrats.
Yeah.
That's irritating tone associated with that.
Yeah.
So it's really up to is he wants the reverse engineering stuff that we are sitting on in Area 51 is what he's after.
Oh, really?
And that's why he's,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's why he's going through all this stuff.
Could be, Victor. Thanks a lot for the call. Barbara in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about, I was listening to The Weeknd on MSNBC, and I was speaking with, they had George Conway on there, and he was saying that even if the courts do find that Elon Musk and Donald Trump is wrong for what they're doing, and when they go to try to enforce it, they will still have to go through the DOJ and the or either the what do you call it?
Marshal Service.
Yeah, you know, or the Attorney General, and we know that Donald Trump was running those. You know, they're Donald yep. Trump, DOJ Department.
Yep.
And he was saying that it's just like in his courtroom, if someone's out of order, in order to get them out of court, he can say, you know, take them out of court, but the officer has to enforce it.
Right.
What I'm saying is, even if the courts figure out this is wrong, there's still nothing that they can do about it, you know, because of the way Donald Trump has all his people in place.
Yeah, this is what Alexander Hamilton pointed out in Federalist 78, is that the courts have neither the sword nor the purse. All they have is a moral standing. They have the country believing
right.
that they're good moral people who are honestly and sadly this Supreme Court has squandered that. Clarence
right.
Thomas and Sam Alito's naked corruption has destroyed the public opinion of the Supreme Court. So as a result of that, my guess is that when Trump starts defying the Supreme Court, because he's already defying multiple federal courts right now as we speak, that when he starts
right.
defying the Supreme Court, he's not going to have a lot of public opposition to his doing that. And that is that is going to be the moment that our democracy is officially broken. And
right.
Where he goes from there, anybody's guess, but I'm guessing that you're going to see a lot more crackdowns on the press, a lot more crackdowns on, or so the beginning of crackdowns on protest movements. And I think that Trump and his buddies are just waiting for a protest to turn violent so that they can say, see, I told you so, and, you know, unleash the dogs, right? Release the military on people and start shooting at people,
right?
Scaring people. I mean, this
right.
is what autocrats almost always do. They almost always end up at the point where the only way that they can hold power is to kill people or threaten to kill people or imprison people. And I think also, you know, part of this is the reason why Trump is putting these immigrants in Gitmo right now is his way of saying, because we know a lot of these people, you know, didn't commit any crime other than coming to the United States without documentation, which is a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. And yet they're showing up in Guantanamo as Trump's way of saying, I'm a tough guy. I'm a hard ass. I'm an authoritarian leader. I'm a strong man. And you better not mess with me or you'll end up in Gitmo. And, this is not the American way, Barbara. This is
right.
not the American way. Barbara,
it
I got to run.
Not.
Thank you for bringing it up. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for bringing it up. It's an important issue. We'll be back with more of your calls and more of the news of the day on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many Democrats wondering, what are our elected officials doing to push back? Representative Mark Pocan joins us. We'll ask. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Delta plane crashes at Toronto's airport, flips upside down, all 80 aboard survive. Toronto Pearson Airport President and CEO Deborah Flint.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life. And this is in due part to our heroic and trained professionals, our first responders at the airport.
The next target for Elon Musk and his Doge team, the Social Security Administration. Sources say the top official at the administration stepping down after a clash with Doge employees who are seeking access to an internal data system, which includes sensitive personal information. Brutal, life-threatening cold as a polar vortex descended on the Rockies and the northern plains. Wind chills now dropping below 60 below, and that's in parts of North Dakota. Vatican says Pope Francis will stay in the hospital a little while longer and will require more targeted drug treatment. Officials say the 88-year-old Pope suffering from a respiratory tract infection. This is ABC News. The impact